Twitters from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. A Kitten in the Canaries. Regular readers of my Twitters may recall that an emaciated, flea-ridden and sickly kitten burst into my life last year, and a number of readers have been asking about what happened to him. Although I like all animals, maybe with the exception of snakes, I had no intention of allowing a cat to take up residence in our home. I saw myself as first and foremost a dog lover. I understood them, and have always had at least one dog by my side. I like cats, but had no understanding of them. Also, I was nervous of having one because, on our island, there appears to be a fondness for poisoning the stray cat population. They are regarded as vermin to be destroyed. In my own village, for example, there used to be many cats, and now there are hardly any. Witnessing a child grieving over her poisoned cat in its death throes is not easy to forget. Bella, our crazy little dog, found the kitten on wasteland during one of our walks. We took the tiny ball of fluff out of the baking sun and home to die in peace. A little water and a teaspoonful from a hastily purchased tin of cat food seemed to satisfy the little intruder, and he quickly fell asleep in a cardboard box that we found for him. I remember holding the tiny scrap of life in the palm of my hand and wishing him to live, but doubting that would happen. The next morning, I was up early, dreading opening the box and what I would find inside. Surprisingly, two large eyes stared at me, and the kitten began to lick my fingers. I gave him a little more food, which he ate hungrily, and licked the water droplets from my fingers. Each day, MacKitten, as we name the tiny furry creature, after my love of all things Apple Mac, gradually grew in confidence and health. On one memorable day, he began to purr, and it was the sweetest sound. He nestled into my hand, whilst I tickled his head gently with my finger. I began to feel some hope. A few days later, we took MacKitten to the vet for a check-up, but that gave us great concern. We were told that it is the law in the Canary Islands that stray kittens, such as MacKitten, have to have a blood test that checks for HIV infection. The vet did not say what would happen to him if it was found to be positive. We feared the worst, as we were told that HIV is common with stray cats in the Canary Islands. The week-long wait for the test results were to be long and harrowing, and I tried to detach myself from my growing affection for the kitten. It was good news. MacKitten was cleared as healthy, but needed nourishment and a great deal of care if he was to survive and grow into a healthy cat. By then, our concern was that MacKitten would not play. He showed no interest in fluffy toys, balls of wool, and all the usual paraphernalia that we thought kittens adored. Phone calls to friends began to raise concerns that MacKitten may be brain damaged, that he did not play because he could not play. We refused to accept this possibility and began a process of teaching him to play. It took time, but we eventually succeeded. Today, 1 year later, MacKitten has had his annual checkup and injections and pronounced as a very fit and healthy cat. We all adore him, and even Bella seems happy to see him around, although she disapproves of him hiding and playing with her toys. He's now a much valued member of our family, and because he is a house cat, spends much of his time on my desk when I'm writing. I suspect he likes the heat from the desk lamp, but annoyingly, he has a fetish for pens and pencils, and is always stealing them. He's also very intelligent, far more intelligent than most of our dogs, and he never ceases to amaze me with his skillful manipulation of life and the people around him. MacKitten has not only changed our lives, but also added so much to it. Little did I know, on that fateful day in May last year, that a tiny worm and flea-ridden ball of fluff could enrich our lives in so many ways. If you enjoyed this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. And thank you for listening.